On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 23, Pretoria 24, Imlachleni 21.
A couple of crashes we're dealing with. The first one's on the N12 West at the ramp from Snake Road, and another crash on the M1 North at Brockmontain Road.
In KwaZulu-Natal, three people are believed to be missing after the car they were travelling in was washed away during heavy rainfall in Mzimtoti last night. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jamieson says the car, which had five people inside, was swept downstream.
At this stage, reports are that two people managed to escape from the wreckage and the water. However, three people are unaccounted for. Rescuers are meeting this morning to brief before starting a rescue mission to try and search for the missing people.
Meanwhile, the South African Weather Service has issued a yellow level 4 warning indicating the likelihood of severe thunderstorms over Gauteng with possible heavy rainfall, intense lightning, strong and potentially damaging winds. They also warn that there is a risk of small to large hail affecting populated areas. Forecaster Lekhonolo Tobela.
With us in Gauteng and most parts of Mpumalanga, so should we have storms, they may result in some localized flooding later in the afternoon, or if it's rain, that will come from showers and rain. Because the ground is saturated, that's why we also even have the warning that you might have some flooding conditions in some areas. But just take note that it is a low likelihood of significant impacts that may happen due to severe thunderstorms.
The Tshwane District Police say a coordinated police initiative has continued to deliver warnings to criminals as ongoing crime prevention operations continue to intensify over the festive season. Police spokesperson Johan van Dijk says a total of 321 suspects were arrested for various offences in Atteridgeville during the Operation Shinella over the weekend. The suspects were arrested for crimes ranging from murder, attempted murder, armed robbery, rape and gender-based violence-related charges.
Police searched 427 people and 225 vehicles, detaining 31 illegal immigrants. Three illegal liquor outlets were closed and three persons arrested for drug possession, with 108 traffic fines issued worth 74,600 rand.
And investigators looking into the deadly Bondi Beach attack believe three pipe bombs and a tennis ball bomb were thrown towards the crowd before the father and son accused began shooting. The 24-year-old faces charges of murder, the murder of 15 people and injuring dozens more in the shooting at a Hanukkah celebration on the 14th of December. His 50-year-old father died on the scene. I'm Yopinar. View these and other stories at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on News.